Psalm 114. When Israel went out from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, Jordan turned back, the mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you flee, O Jordan, that you turn back, O mountains, that you skip like rams, O hills, like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of water. The natural elements can intimidate even mature adults. Many of us have driven through intense downpours of rain or been woken up to a peal of thunder right overhead. This psalm insists, however, that the Lord uses the natural elements to care for us, to serve us. The supreme example of this, mentioned in the opening of the psalm, is the peeling back of the Red Sea for the people of Israel to pass through on dry land. But notice how the psalmist speaks. God did not just part the sea. The sea looked and fled. God was in solidarity with his people against creation. He scared the sea away. How can this solidarity be ours? How can we be assured of these truths as we walk through life, through whatever tempests assault us in our relationships, our finances, our work, our children, especially when we are sinners who deserve to be overwhelmed by the storms of life? Only in the knowledge of the gospel that Jesus Christ went through the ultimate storm on our behalf. When he was on the cross, the world went dark. Why? As a sign of God's judgment coming upon him, as a marker indicating that what was happening physically to the world was happening cosmically to the Son. He was being judged in our place.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers. But some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.